The London 2012 Paralympics have now concluded, but away from the stories of athletes training and how they perform, there's another side to the Paralympics that's often overlooked. A significant amount of new research and innovation goes on as part of preparations and support for athletes participating in the Games. Jane Reck has been to Loughborough University to find out how one sport in particular is benefiting, wheelchair basketball.
Wheelchair basketball is a very dynamic sport, and the players will manoeuvre incredibly quickly and with versatility around the court, to the point where they'll tilt backwards, they'll roll over, they'll bump into the floor and each other.
As Professor Mike Kane explains, wheelchair basketball is not for the faint-hearted. It's fast, rigorous and tough. Mike is director of the world-leading Sports Technology Institute at Loughborough University. Researchers here have been improving seat design for the sport. British athletes competing at London 2012 have custom-made seats to suit their individual requirements.
If you were to look at the chairs used in London, they would all look different. If you have an athlete that has a trauma to the spinal cord that's very high, then often they will have lost the ability to stabilise their trunk. So I'm thinking here about their torso, the abdominal area, their lower back. And so they need a seat configuration that's much more supportive around the lumbar area, the lower spine. If on the flip side you look at an athlete and they've got very strong abdominal muscles, their lower back is well conditioned, they're very flexible, they don't need that support and it actually gets in their way. They want to be more manoeuvrable and they have a stripped down seat where they have the minimal amount of support that promotes the biggest range of movement. And there are many nuances within that continuum, but that's perhaps an example of the two most extreme versions.
The research labs at the Institute are wonderfully surreal. You can see anything from running shoes being put through their paces on a huge testbed to headless mannequins wearing newly designed clothing. To produce the wheelchair seats, 3D scans of the athletes are taken. Moulding bags, similar to beanbag-style seats containing polystyrene balls, are also used to capture the shape of the player when seated. The seat is then made up by hand. Computer-aided design, or CAD as it's known, is then used to refine the shape. Using this prototype, copies of the seat can be quickly produced for testing using an additive manufacturing technique called selective laser sintering, otherwise known as 3D printing. In this, the seat is physically built up layer by layer. Dr. Gavin Williams explains more.
Initially, what we've used 3D scanning for is capturing the position of the player in their current chair and then capturing the player whilst they've been moulded for their new seat. So that it ensures that we're positioning the player once they've been moulded for their new seat in the same position they are in the current seat. It's very difficult to capture there how they're positioned in terms of seat height and bucket angle, backrest height, those kinds of aspects, position relative to the wheels. The players that we're dealing with, the elite players, have formed that setup over many years in some cases. So they know that setup works, that position works. So we need to recreate that exactly. So we use 3D scanning to digitise their position, and then once it's in a 3D computer package, I can then take measurements accurately. I can then modify very easily features or certain aspects of the seat which help it interface with the frame more effectively. Selective laser sintering or 3D printing basically uses a laser to sinter a powder material, and it builds it up in very fine layers to recreate the outside shell of the seat. So the finished article, once it's been taken out of the machine, is effectively an exact replication of what was on the computer screen 24 hours earlier. There's different powders or polymers that can recreate certain plastics. We use one that replicates the flexibility of polypropylene, which gives good flexibility without the brittleness. So it's strong, but yet allows flex in certain areas.
The significant aspect of the research, according to Gavin, is that it's combining these different processes to produce the tailor-made seats.
It's bringing together all these technologies into one sports chair. The advantage of additive manufacturing mainly is that there's no mould required, so you don't have to make a mould to then make the product. You're making the product directly from the CAD model. what we've been able to do is introduce complete customization into the wheelchair, which are already made to measure, but we've introduced a new level of customization. In the tests that we've been doing, we do some straight line sprint tests and some agility tests, and we are managing to shave vital, albeit tenths of a seconds off those times. In a game like basketball, wheelchair basketball, those kind of short, sharp sprints, twisting and turning, you know, tenths of a second can matter greatly.
In the long term, the research could also be used to customise seat design for wheelchair users in general, improving comfort and mobility and reducing injuries from pressure sores.
Jane Reck reporting on the cutting-edge seat designs being used by the Wheelchair Basketball Paralympics GB team, who will hopefully fare better against the US next time in Rio. There's also an audio slideshow on this story, which includes images of the new seats being used by the athletes. You can find it on the EPSRC YouTube channel at www.youtube.com/EPSRC video, or do a search on YouTube for the title Best Seats in the House for Paralympics GB Hopefuls. And now a look at what else has been making scientific headlines this week, including the discovery that chopping down a forest can affect local rainfall.